Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Fides Spes by Willa Cather. Joy is come to the little everywhere. Pink to the peach and pink to the apple, white to the pear. Stars are come to the dogwood, astral, pale. Mists are pink on the redbud, veil after veil. Flutes for the feathery locusts, soft as spray. Tongues of the lovers for chestnuts, poplars, babbling May. Yellow plumes for the willows, wind-blown hair. Oak trees and sycamores, only comfortless bare. Sore from steel and the watching, somber and old. Wooing robes for the beeches, larches, splashed with gold. Breath of love to the lilac, warm with noon. Great hearts cold when the little beat mad so soon. What is their faith to bear it till it come? Waiting with rain cloud and swallow. Frozen. Dumb. Love by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. We cannot live except thus mutually we alternate, aware or unaware, the reflex act of life. And when we bear our virtue onward most impulsively, most full of invocation, and to be most instantly compellent, certes, there we live most life. Whoever breathes most air and counts his dying years by sun and sea. But when a soul, by choice and conscience, doth throw out her full force on another soul, the conscience and the concentration both make mere life love. For life in perfect whole and aim consummated is love in sooth, as nature's magnet heat rounds pole with pole. Storm Chaser by Melanie Hess. Last week the riverbed cracked, its veins like autumn leaves, plows and combines idle in fields, dinosaurs on the verge of extinction. My joints simmer with arms and legs splayed star-shaped in an old plantation rocker. I imagine the wettest place on earth and watch a scout ant migrate up the kitchen tap in search of water for the queen. The sky shifts mood, releasing a peaty potpourri. The squall appears windward. I grab the monkey on my back. We gobble the rain, jabbering whirling eddies, my skirt swirling like Carmen Miranda. During this year's lunar eclipse by Maggie Devers. During this year's lunar eclipse, I misplaced my shot glass and overpoured my Negronis. Or what's it called with port instead of vermouth? It doesn't really matter. We floated on together. I booked tickets for Disneyland and wrote stories that confused me the next morning. It doesn't really matter. Except I woke up thirsty. Me, perpetually thirsty, soaking up the water and drowning myself in gin. Wherever you go, there you are, so they say. So here I am, pulled by the moon like the ocean's tides, feeling out of control in these rhythms of my life. The Visionary by Emily Bronte. Silent is the house, all are laid asleep. One alone looks out o'er the snow wreaths deep, watching every cloud, dreading every breeze that whirls the wildering drift and bends the groaning trees. Cheerful is the hearth, soft the matted floor. Not one shivering gust creeps through pane or door. The little lamp burns straight. Its rays shoot strong and far. I trim it well to be the wanderer's guiding star. Frown, my haughty sire. Chide, my angry dame. Set your slaves to spy. Threaten me with shame. But neither sire nor dame nor prying serf shall know what angel nightly tracks that waste of frozen snow. What I love shall come like visitant of air, safe in secret power from lurking human snare. What loves me, no word of mine shall e'er betray, though for faith unsustained, my life must forfeit pay. Burn then, little lamp, glimmers straight and clear. Hush, a rustling wing stirs, methinks, the air. He for whom I wait thus ever comes to me. Strange power, I trust thy might. Trust thou my constancy. Spring Storm by William Carlos Williams. The sky has given over its bitterness. Out of the dark change all day long, rain falls and falls as if it would never end. Still the snow keeps its hold on the ground. But water, water from a thousand runnels, it collects swiftly, dappled with black, cuts a way for itself through the green ice in the gutters. Drop after drop it falls from the withered grass stems of the overhanging embankment. She Was in Her Prime by Maggie Devers. She was in her prime and she knew it. It wasn't just the swagger. It was her ain't give a damn about any of it. She could wake up and be whatever she wanted to be. She could transform herself in the moment, burn and rise from the ashes, unsheath her sword to vanquish foes, cuddle the cat as the rain rambles down. Anything she wants to be is hers, she knows. The prison of identity is only in the mind, and she's limbered hers up over the years, studying chameleons and flying squirrels to learn the ways of flashing in the light. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.